AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. California is getting slammed with more severe weather. Heavy rain in the San Francisco Bay Area, heavy snow in the higher elevations. Josh Cassis in San Francisco is worried about his windows.
Sky light on the floors above me, and there's not a lot. It's right above my kitchen, and there's a leak. So I'm hoping it doesn't rain too hard, otherwise it might collapse.
Cassis spoke to KGO-TV. Some parts of California's central coast could get up to 5 inches of rain. Some areas could get as much as 10 inches of rain. Yulia Navalny, the widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, vowed today to continue his fight against the Kremlin, while authorities denied his mother's access to a morgue where his body is believed to be held after Navalny's death last week in an Arctic penal colony. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the Taliban set unacceptable conditions for attending a UN-sponsored meeting about Afghanistan.
These conditions, first of all, denied us the right to talk to other representatives of the Afghan society and demanded a treatment that would, I would say, to a large extent, be similar to recognition.
Taliban demands included the exclusion of Afghan civil society members from the talks in Doha and treatment that amounted to official recognition of the Taliban as the country's legitimate rulers. The Palestinian foreign minister is accusing Israel of apartheid and urged the top UN court to declare Israel's occupation of lands sought for a Palestinian state is illegal. The Palestinians say any hope for a two-state future will die if this continues. A missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels damaged a Belize-flagged ship traveling through a strait that connects the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, forcing the crew to abandon the ship. This is AP News. More than 24 combatants and an unconfirmed number of bystanders were killed in a gun battle in Papua New Guinea.
The fighting took place in Enga province when a tribe and their allies were on their way to attack a neighboring tribe when they were ambushed. Police Commissioner David Manning later described the clash as a gun battle between warring tribes. He added,
"This type of carnage is only made possible through the use of many, many small arms, and it is a concern."
Bodies were collected from the battlefield, roads and the riverside, then loaded onto police trucks and taken to the hospital. I'm Karen Chamas.
The New York Times is being honored with George Polk Awards for foreign reporting and photojournalism for its coverage of the war between Israel and Hamas. Two photographers chronicled the conflict from its opening hours in October until they escaped from Gaza 2 months later. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.